It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, June 16th, 2017. On this date in 1774, by the authority of the Virginia House of Burgesses, James Herod, a pioneer, soldier, and hunter who helped explore and settle the area west of the Allegheny Mountains, laid out the town in central Kentucky which bears his name. First known as Herodstown, the name was later changed to Herodsburg. Little is known about James Herod's early life, including the exact date he was born. He was possibly underage when he served in the French and Indian War, and later participated in Lord Dunmore's War. He also rose to the rank of colonel in the local militia. A contemporary of better-known explorers like Daniel Boone, George Rogers Clark, Benjamin Logan, and Simon Kenton, James Herod led many expeditions into the regions that are now parts of Kentucky and Illinois. His early settlement had to be abandoned the same year it was formed, but it was quickly restored in 1775. In 1792, Herod disappeared while on a hunting trip in the wilderness. While it is possible that he was killed by Indians or became ill and died of natural causes, some have suggested that he actually took what was called a wilderness divorce from his wife, while his family maintained that he was murdered by one of his companions while secretly searching for the fabled silver mine of one Jonathan Swift. Today, Herodsburg is a home rule class city in Mercer County, Kentucky, where it is also the county seat. The population was 8,340 at the 2010 census. Although it was not incorporated by the Kentucky legislature until 1836, it is usually considered the oldest city in Kentucky and has been honored as the oldest permanent American settlement west of the Appalachians. Fear of attacks from Native Americans during the Revolutionary War left it only one of three settlements in Kentucky after 1777, along with Logan's Fort and Boonesboro. During the Civil War, the town was pro-Confederate, but Union control permitted the organization of the 19th Regiment of Kentucky Volunteer Infantry at nearby Camp Harwood for a three-year enlistment beginning January 2, 1862, under the command of Colonel William J. Landrum. Following the Battle of Perryville, much of the city was converted into makeshift hospitals. 1,600 sick and wounded Confederate soldiers were captured there during a raid by the 9th Kentucky Cavalry under Lieutenant Colonel John Boyle on October 10, 1862. The city then remained under martial law for the remainder of the war. The Louisville Southern Railroad network reached the city in 1888 after a four-year effort, which took construction from Louisville through Shelbyville and on to Lawrenceburg and finally to Herodsburg. A spur was constructed to Bergen, where the Louisville Southern joined the Cincinnati Southern, Cincinnati, New Orleans, and Texas Pacific Railway main line. Nowadays, all of that is operated by Norfolk Southern Railway. Pioneer Memorial Park, now known as Old Fort Herod State Park, was opened on June 16, 1927. In 1934, President Franklin Roosevelt visited the city and dedicated a $100,000 marble monument, designating it as the first permanent settlement west of the Appalachians and commemorating General George Rogers Clark's exploration of the Northwest Territory. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 16th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.